starring Robert Vaughn as the Man from U.N.C.L.E., taking love where he finds it, finding danger at every turn. Co-starring David McCollum as Ilya Kuryakin, daring, dauntless. Patricia Crowley as Elaine, beautiful. Luciana Paluzzi as Angela, deadly.
Well, why would I be carrying a weapon? If you have any doubts, you better search me. Now, what would you like me to change into?
Anything but a boy.
The explosion should take place at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You will return here and arrange for their bodies to be discovered in the fire which follows.
This may well be one of the most exciting pictures you will ever see on any screen. See how the Men from U.N.C.L.E. operate. Robert Vaughn as the Man from U.N.C.L.E. A new high in excitement as Napoleon Solo confronts his deadliest foe, the diabolical Spy with My Face. Starring Robert Vaughn as Secret Agent Solo. We'll be right back.
that's the last one, I promise. More versions of the theme song from the man from Uncle than you can shake a Kuryakin at. That last version was by The Ventures, off an LP that is most commonly referred to as the Batman theme album by The Ventures. Technically, the name of the LP is just The Ventures, and that was The Ventures performing the theme song to The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Before that, one of the original versions of the theme song to The Man from U.N.C.L.E. as performed by Jerry Goldsmith, who composed the song that we listened to several times, and he was one of the fine musicians responsible for the underscore in the spy television show of the mid-1960s, starring Robert Vaughn and David McCullum. And Jerry Goldsmith's version, we played it off an LP that just used it as filler on the soundtrack to a movie called Warning Shot, which also was a spy film, featured Ed Begley and Steve Allen, of all people, released on Liberty Records. Before that, we heard a more generic version of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. on a TV themes LP performed by anonymous artists on TV Tunes Records. Before that, really awesome, really rousing, horn-blasting version by Hugo Montenegro, who also did some music for the actual original Man from U.N.C.L.E. television show in the mid and late 1960s. Hugo Montenegro. Before that, Al Caiola, studio musician who put out a plethora of LPs in the 50s and 60s for United Artists. His version of the Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme was off his excellent LP Sounds for Spies and Private Eyes. Before Al Caiola, we heard The Gallants, a surfier and really kind of garagier version of the theme song from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. off a 45 on Capitol Records. Before The Gallants, we heard Cy Salzberg and his jazzy rendition, theme song from Man from U.N.C.L.E., off a budget LP on Design Records called Thunderball, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Other Secret Agent Themes. Cy Salzberg, probably the slowest version of the theme song that we played. Before that, Ray Martin's Orchestra, his interpretation of the tune off a RCA Camden LP called Thunderball and Other Thriller Music. Ray Martin and his orchestra theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Before that, we started it all off with a heavier version of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. by legendary studio musician, brilliant guitar player, and fantastic musical arranger for superstars like Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra, and eventually Nancy Sinatra, Mr. Billy Strange, off his, yes, fucking fantastic GNP Crescendo Records LP, Secret Agent File. The big sound of Billy Strange and his guitar, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Speaking of heavy sounds, here's an LP that was recorded right here in Vancouver, British Columbia, and has gone on to be the most sampled LP in the history of hip-hop. It's the incredible Bongo Band. We'll be right back.
have been waiting for it, and now it's here. The first album in over a year. The Turtles present the Battle of the Bands. They work out, turn out, freak out, and stretch out with a dozen dynamite songs that'll skin your mind, baby.
$2.
Phenomenal, versatile, and most important, believable. For the first time, the Turtles get it out of their system. And if you want to get it out or on, get the Turtles' latest album on White Whale Records, Battle of the Bands.
What they're saying, that they're saying isn't true.
But it is true. The Turtles get into everybody's bag. So we're available now.
Thank you. Thank you. Only a couple of people didn't applaud that time. And you, sir, would you turn around? Thank you very much. That's right. Right this way, darling. I think you were sitting over there.
Right over here, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. There it is. I was fixing to talk about New York. I always like to talk about my New York trips. I went to the store in New York to get me a suit. He said, what kind of suit would you like to see? I said, I'd like to see a nice mohair. He said, well, I got a suit here. He said, I got a suit here, my friend. A suit that costs $150. He said, but you can have it for $75. I said, well, look, I come here all the time and buy stuff. I said, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you $40 for that $25 suit. He said, okay, Fox. He said, that's why I like you to come in here and do business with us, because we don't have to go through none of that old chiseling. You know, I'm sort of glad, though. I don't know how this came up, but I'm kind of glad that rock and roll is dying out. 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 And 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 rock and roll. Really, I mean, I don't know how to feel bad or be mad at me, because I don't dig it. But after hearing rock. rock and roll for the last 5 years. You turn on the radio. Some of you folks did too. Turn on your radio, and the first thing you hear is the top 40 tunes. I used to get nervous and sick just thinking about what the bottom 40 must have sounded like. In the house here tonight are having matrimonial problems. Always remember this in case you get them in. Next time you marry, get you the ugliest woman you can find. And get the ugliest woman you can find. And see, when she leave you, you be happy. My landlord, where I'm staying now, I won't be there too long either. No, sure, really, Jesus. I thought I'd get a point. My landlord received a letter from the Maker, and they said that they were sorry they couldn't give him no more stuff. Nothing at all until he paid his last bill. He wrote them a letter back and said, I'm sorry, forget it, I can't wait that long. Thank you, she told you. But most men seem to have mother-in-law trouble once they get married, most men. But I never had mother-in-law trouble. Actually, you know I'm lying. My mother-in-law been living with us for 4 years. A friend of mine asked me why not ask her to move. I would, but it's her house. Here's what I'm going to tell you. This is another beatnik story. But this beatnik was driving his Jaguar down Sunset Boulevard and ran into a truck. And he crashed through the windshield and slid up by a farmer's market into the newspaper stand head first. And another beatnik was standing up there saying, you're safe! And two beatniks were walking down the street in Chicago. They were just walking down. They were trying to get up the robber's lounge. Just one of those shows. And one of the beatniks fell in a manhole. And he fell and picked himself up and brushed some of the coal off him. His buddy looked out of the hole. This fella looked up. He said, give me a hand, man. Give me a hand. This kid said, yeah, baby. Crazy. Here's the story I was looking for, because this is true. This is a fellow. This is one of the stories I usually tell at the beginning of my let the bell. I used to be a fighter, and I don't know because... No, really, I was a fighter. A good one, too. I fought Sugar Ray Robinson before he was champ. Really, I had him worried 8 rounds. Had him worried for 8 rounds. Thought he had killed me. I told my manager, I said, I don't think I can take him. He said, you can take him. I said, listen, don't you see him slipping in your blood? He might fall and break his neck. But here's a guy who went in the toilet. Excuse the expression. For you armed service fellas, the head. But he went in the head and sat down there. And he looked over to his left and saw no paper, none. And nobody was in there but him, so he waited. 5, 10, 15 minutes fast, nobody came in. 25 minutes later, a guy walked in and said, "Hey, buddy, good to see you. Hey, listen, tell me one of them hand towels off there, will you?" I said, "Ain't no hand towels out here." He said, "Well, look in the waste paper basket and get me a piece of that paper out of there." He said, "It must have just cleaned up because ain't no paper out here nowhere." He said, "Well, listen, you got a dollar for two halves?" You know, when I record, hello, dear. You know, I always like to tell animal story when I record. And here's one. There's a farmer down in Texas. He wanted to mate his stallion with one of the prize mares in Wyoming. But the mare died. But circus came to town, so the farmer, rather than disappoint his stallion, he wanted to get his stallion something. So he had so much money living in Texas, he bought a zebra, a female zebra. He brought the zebra back to the farm, and he waited all day long, but his stallion wouldn't make a move. And about midnight, the farmer walked over to his stallion and said, "What's wrong? Why don't you go and do something?" The stallion said, "Hell, boss, ain't she gonna take off them pajamas?" But getting back to married life, getting back to married life for a minute, my wife must think I'm some sort of a god. At each meal time, she set before me a burnt offering. She can't cook nothing. How can a woman burn Jell-O? Listen, I like good food. You know, that's why I search. I'm sort of like, what do you call it? Connoisseur of, you know. But Jeff, though. I went in a restaurant and the guy at the table next to me, he was in a pretty ugly mood. He was telling the waiter, he said, "Now you take this steak back to the kitchen because it's too tough. See, I can't even stick my fork in the gravy." And the waiter said, "I'm sorry, sir, but I can't take that steak back. You done been it." But a friend of mine, no, food messes people up, really. The different sizes are because of food. And nothing else that you ate change your size quicker than food. A friend of mine married a girl. She was so big, if she fell down, she'd probably rock herself to sleep. When she got married, she weighed 312 pounds. Took all her six brothers to give her away. I took her out to the golf course because, being a friend, I want to be nice. I took her and her husband out to the golf course to play golf the other day. And when we put the ball where she could hit it, she couldn't see it. And when we put the ball where she could see it, she couldn't reach it to hit it. Went to the doctor, and the doctor told her, said, "You got to stop eating bread." She said, "But doc, if I do that, how I'm gonna sop my gravy?" Now that's hard to gravy lick with a finger. I love gravy. Let's have another one. Where's it? Could I get one? Could I get one? Privilege, please. I'm not a drunkard, but I know a lot of drunkards. In fact, a drunk I know got a wife always nagging. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last week she said to him, "Are you sure you love me when I get old and ugly?" He said, "Who said I didn't?" Said a priest saw one of his members, you know, walking down the street drunk. He was tore up, he was tagging. The priest walked over and said, "What have you been drinking?" And he's drunk and he pushed the cobwebs out of his mind as clear as he could when he saw it was his priest. He said, "I've been drinking three fathers, feather." Since we're just talking about drinking, we'll go down south because they really know how to drink down the way that those Kentucky colonels really. There's one old fella down in Kentucky called his butler, he said, "Bring me another lint mulip." And the butler said, "Sir, don't you think you've had enough, my dear colonel?" Colonel said, "What do you mean I had enough? I always take one more as long as I can say a gent tulip." Here's just a lesson to you fellas that meet these chicks drinking at the bar, looking all good with their makeup on. Remember this, the face over that cocktail seems so sweet, but it's a whole lot glamorous. What I should say is a whole lot less glamorous over shredded wheat. But here's something that always puzzled me. I wonder why they have all those holes in Swiss cheese when Limburger's the one that need the ventilation. You know, last summer I was in New York on my every year I go back. And I was on the subway, and the guy was sitting across the subway from me. He just kept staring at me, you know, and right away I didn't notice that because I didn't want to get, you know, out of line, and I didn't want nobody to get out of line with me. But this fellow kept staring at me. I said, "Man, what are you staring at me for?" He said, "You're the spit image of my wife if it wasn't for that mustache." I said, "I don't have no mustache." He said, "I know, but my wife, man." Then, you know, last month when he had all that rain, he was a guy driving out and what, and he came to a street. And it was nothing but water. He drove over to the edge. He said, he saw a wino standing outside the liquor store. He said, "Hey, buddy, can I go through there? Have you seen anybody? Can I go through this puddle here?" Wino said, "Yeah, you can go through there, baby. Go on, drive right on through there." This fella drove through this puddle, and he got halfway, and his car fell 9 feet. He just barely escaped with his life. He swam to the edge, and the wino helped pull him out. He said, "Man, I thought you said I could go through there." Wino said, "I thought you could too, hell. It wasn't but up to him to duck." But let me tell you about the service day. Any veterans here, undoubtedly some fellas here that fought during World War II, I fought. If I'm lying, I mean it. But when I was in service, a buddy of mine was heartbroken when he received a letter from his girlfriend saying that she was going to get married and wanting him to send her picture back. Now, he was a nice guy, but he loved her. And when he received this letter, he wanted to get revenge. So he went all around the barracks and borrowed pictures from everybody he knew until he got about 300 pictures. He got them all together and packaged them and mailed them to his girlfriend and wrote a letter on the side that said, "If you would please look through these pictures and pick yours out and send the rest of them back to me." Good. Here's a bulletin from down south. A fella named Mose Johnson was drunk and drove his truck into a Ku Klux Klan parade in Georgia and killed 3 hooded members. He would have been 39 in October. But here's one thing I don't want to talk about. I just want to, I I feel so good because I think my son, he seems to be musically inclined. And that's a good thing if you have a Yorkshire feel that they're going to do something. My kid is really musical. You just name any Fats Domino record, and he'll tell you what's on the other side. Really? And do the slop.
You remember when slop was something the hogs ate?
See, I went to choir rehearsal this morning. They were rehearsing one of those good old tunes, Onward Christian Soldiers. The choir master said, at the third verse, now remember, at the third verse, only you tenors sing, down to the gates of hell. Then all you bassos come in. Hey, you know, during the Christmas holidays, a neighbor of mine, she went over there to make company. I feel over there needed to make company at the fur shop. And she was looking at some furs, and she asked the clerk, will this skunk hold up in the rain? The clerk said, you ever see a skunk with an umbrella? You know, and you folks that are raising youngsters, you know, with the world so modern like it is, better prepare them for the future. Do like I do. Like, you have to teach them the hard way. I took my little boy and told him to climb a ladder. I leaned up against the house. I said, now jump in my arm. And he jumped, and I opened my arm and let him hit the ground. I said, now see that? Don't never trust nobody.
Dynamite. This is Turtle Soup. Album on White Whale.
Listen to the question. Answer it right. The money you can win is out of sight. On Perchart.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Card Sharks. Good to have you here. You're most kind. And you're also very rhythmical with your clapping there at the beginning. We like that. Thank you. And our thanks to Thelma Glasson of Midland, Texas, who sent in an opening poem. Thank you, Thelma. Now let's get to the cards. And ladies, if you will, load in the cards, please. We're starting a brand new match with these Card Sharks. Hello, Lilia Bromley, our champion. Nice to see you again, Lilia.
You're looking well.
Thank you. I'm feeling good.
Good. Tell us again about yourself.
Well, I work for a supermarket chain here in Southern California. I have a little 2-year-old son, and my husband and I just bought a 100-year-old house in Spokane, Washington, and we're moving the middle of this month.
Oh.
Any day now.
Is it a big old house?
A big old house built with square nails.
Oh, that should be lovely. You're going to have to work on it yourself?
With
or is
all
it already...
this money I've won.
Yeah, well, all that money. Yeah, you could buy a few nails with $5,600 in cash, I think. Yes, indeed. Good to have you back. And we met the challenger briefly. This is Jay Fujitani. Hello, Jay. Good to see you again.
My name is Jay Fujitani, and I'm originally from Hawaii. Right now, I'm a sophomore at UCLA, and I'd like to be a lawyer someday.
That's some friends from UCLA?
I think so. And I like tennis, the Dodgers, and Cheryl Ladd.
Good thinking. Okay, we're going to get into a brand new match. Good luck to both of you. Each player has a deck of 52 playing cards. They're shuffled. The players cut them before we go in the air. Lilia, the champion, plays the upper cards, the red cards. Jay, the challenger, the lower cards, the blue cards. Before he can begin calling high-low on the cards, you must win a high-low toss-up question. We start with a question to... And thank you there, G2T2. How are you today? We start with a question to the champion. Lilia, we asked 100 married women if you were having an argument with your wife. And, well, excuse me now, I got to get this straight. Yeah. This was very strangely worded. I got to watch it. This is married women, and if you're having an argument with your husband, and he started to cry, see why it was throwing me? Would you let him win? How many women said they would let their husband win if he started to cry?
Well, I think that we're a pretty soft-hearted bunch, so I'm going to say 71 would let their husbands win that argument.
She says 71, Jay. You think it's higher or lower than 71?
Well, I kind of think that, women don't like to see men cry, so I'm going to say that it's lower.
You say lower?
Yes.
You don't think it's going to be that high that would let them get away?
No, I don't think it's
going
to be that high at all.
The actual number of married women who would let their husband win an argument if he started to cry is 40. It's lower, Jay. Oh.
Great.
That's either 40 very kind-hearted ladies or 60 very mean ones out there someplace.
I think it's 60 mean ones.
Jay, you're starting with... a 6. You won the question. You
have
the right
to change that card, please.
Whenever you win a question, you have the right to change it. 2, a 4. Good change.
It's a little bit better. I'm going to go higher.
Higher than a 4.
Yes.
It's a 6.
I will go higher one more time.
You're going to risk it. Higher than a 6? No, it's a 3. That's the risk you take. You're back to the base card, and you give Lilia a free chance to play. A 7. You didn't win the question. You can't change it, Lilia.
Ooh, 7 is just, ooh, I'm going to say higher.
Actually, you make a 7 rather attractive, Lilia. Higher than a 7? No, it's a 2. Couldn't take advantage of it. Janice will fill in the spaces, and the next question goes to you, Jay. We ask 100 psychiatrists across the country. Is it possible to truly love and hate the same person at the same time? How many psychiatrists said that it is possible to love and hate someone at the same time?
I think it really is possible to love and hate a person at the same time, so I'm going to say it's pretty high, about 80.
80?
Yeah.
80 psychiatrists say it is possible to love and hate. Lilia?
I think that it is possible, but psychiatrists are a little... I'm going to say lower.
You say lower. Yes, I'm going to be fascinated by the answer. I would think that it is possible, but what did the psychiatrists think? Let's find out. The actual number of psychiatrists who said it is possible to love and hate someone at the same time is 86. It is not lower, Jay. It's much higher. Well.
Okay, I'm going to keep that card and go higher.
Keeping the 4, and we're going to go high. I was reaching over there, Jan. Higher than a 4? No, it's a 3. Oh, again, Jay has troubles. Lilia with a 7. Call this.
I'm going to say... higher again.
Higher than a 7?
Yes,
the 5 it is. Lower than a king. And we know an ace. Oh. Oh, my. And we are still back at the original base cards with question 3 to you, Lilia. We asked 100 beauty contestants from the Miss California Universe pageant. Which do you want more, a husband or a career? How many beauty contestants said they want a husband more?
Well, I think that... it's real important in life to have a good companion. I think most people really want to get married. I'm going to say 71 again.
You know, you answered that like a beauty contestant. It is most important in life if we all live together. She says 71. Jay, higher or lower?
I think ladies have changed a lot in the past couple of years, and most of them want to have a career first, so I'm going to say it's lower.
Lower. A lot of agreement out there, and the actual number of beauty contestants who want a husband more than a career is 48. It's lower, Jay.
That's the way to go.
And Jay, we're still looking at a four.
I'm going to have to go higher again.
Higher than a four?
Yes,
this time it is. A nine.
I'm going to go lower.
Nervous.
Try it.
Lower than a nine. He's right with a seven.
I'm going to freeze.
Now we move the freeze bar over. Can't take those cards away, and that might be a good time to do it, because with a two-card lead, it is sudden death. Someone has to win with this play of the cards. Jay, we asked 100 police women across the country. Very simply, when you're on duty, do you usually wear makeup? How many police women usually do wear makeup on duty?
I think that even though they're police women, they're pretty conscious about how they look, so I'm going to say like about 80.
80.
Yeah.
Police women wear makeup.
Of them do wear makeup, but I think it's a little lower than that.
Lower than that. The actual number of police women who wear makeup on duty is 91. Not lower, Jay. It is higher.
I'm going to pass it over to Lilia.
Jay, you're not even going to give me a chance to give you the options. You do not want to play it. You have the option to pass it. And Lilia, he's passing it over. You need four cards. One mistake, he wins the game. Get them all. You've got the first game in the best two out of three match. With a seven, Lilia, call this.
I'm going to say lower.
Lower than a seven. Going against the odds. No, the odds were failing her. And Jay, in sudden death, wins the first game of the match. And $100. We'll set up for game two coming up right after this commercial message. Don't go away.